This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Wednesday, June 6, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex, I am Owen Schroyer, and I've got stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of news. Let's get a doc cam of all this news here. I also have an announcement that I'm going to make in the next segment for an event coming right here to Austin, Texas, that we will be hosting. Well, let's say a counter event that we will be hosting, that we're going to announce in the next segment, in case you haven't heard about that. But before I get to all that in the next segment, with all the news, with my guest, Jeff Gonzalez, Navy SEAL, who is now the president of Trident Concepts. He's going to be joining me in studio. And when he's with me, I'm going to open up the phone lines specifically to liberals with a question for them. So we're going to see how that goes if they have the courage and spine to call in. So again, like I said, stacks of news, liberals ruin everything news, apocalypse news, Trump news, primary election results last night news, Obama corruption, deep state corruption news, the Democrats may have an actual hopeful for 2020 news, all that and more. But I want to start with this that I didn't get to it yesterday, and it's very important. This is body cam footage. A young man, I believe 19, went into Forest High School and shot a sawed-off shotgun. He was had tactical gear on, body armor, a backpack full of other weaponry. And he went in, shot through a door, hit a kid, and then decided to give himself up. Police have the body cam footage. They just released it. But there's a couple moments from this exchange, and these are just a couple moments that we picked out. There's other similar moments, but I just want to focus on these that raise the issue, the real issues when it comes to school shootings. So let's go to this body cam footage. This is a attempted mass shooter who essentially just gave himself up, I guess, after shooting through the door. Cops were on him immediately, unlike in Broward County. Listen to what the young man says when he is speaking to the police officer.
The kid you shot, was he a random kid or
I shot through the door. I didn't know the gun would even work. I just wanted to scare people. I didn't even know.
Can I
have you
know that doesn't make any sense, right?
Right, sir. Well, yeah.
What sense does that make to you?
It's hard to understand if you haven't gone through mental illness or...
Haven't gone through mental illness, he says.
Every one of my family's either bipolar or schizophrenic.
Okay, are you bipolar or schizophrenic?
I've been to a mental hospital once and they told me I was fine. They just medicated.
Anxiety meds, that was it. They said I was fine. They gave me pills and let me go. I was fine.
So you feel like you're messed up? Aside from today's events?
Well, sometimes, you know, I just don't feel anything. It's hard to describe, so don't believe me. People kind of think it's kind of funny.
Now listen to this record exchange. Rewind it 5 seconds ago, spoke on it. He comes up and he says, so you've been planning this. This is the officer speaking to the shooter here. He says, so you've been planning this since 2013. Go ahead and roll it. Two key takeaways from this. The guy says he had mental problems, he was on medication, anxiety pills. Again, big pharmaceutical, what we talk about. Then the police officer says 2013 you've been planning this, so he's been planning it. How did they know that? Was it social media activity? But you notice how we don't talk about any of this after the shooting. We always just blame the guns. That's not the debate that comes first. That's the debate that comes after 10 debates before that.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Epic times to be alive here on this Wednesday, June 6th, 2018. Now, I have all of this news that I am going to get to today. I mean, literally, I think I have 12 stacks of news in front of me. All is important for a different reason. Whether it be the deep state and Obama being exposed, McCabe looking to reach a deal, whether it be climate change failing for a policy issue anymore, whether it be liberals ruining Hollywood, whether it be signs of the apocalypse, whether it be what the Democrats are going to do in the 2020 election, whether it be the latest news on Trump, the North Korea summit, how about the primary election results last night that I've got stacks of news on? It's all ahead today, including Jeff Gonzalez, U.S. Navy SEAL, president of Trident Concepts and the director of training here at the range in Austin, a great gun range. He's going to be joining me in studio in the second hour, at which point I will be opening up the phone lines for liberals to call in. And my challenge to you is this. Tell me Barack Hussein Obama's accomplishments as president of the United States. So I will be opening up the phone line. Specifically, I want liberals to call in, Obama supporters to call in, and give me all of Obama's accomplishments. We've been touting Trump's accomplishments. We'll tout a few more here today on the air. But I'd like to hear the case for Obama's accomplishments. What did he accomplish? So we'll be opening up the phone lines, hopefully hearing from liberals on that subject. Now, in the opening segment, I played a body cam video from a police officer that, well, they stopped a potential mass school shooting. A kid shoots a shotgun through a door, hits a kid. Fortunately, that was all of the damage that was done. But in that video that I played in the last segment, he talks about being on pharmaceutical drugs. He talks about having mental health issues. And the police officers say that he's been planning that since 2013. And he says, yeah, I know you know that. So look at this. Now you have a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the Florida school shooting, security guard talks about all the signs they had of Cruz, right? We already knew all that, but it's even worse than we originally thought. Swastikas on his bag, 666 symbols on my bags, on his bags. He has, the school has to host meetings to literally talk about him being a threat to have a school shooting. And still, they did everything they could to keep him from having a criminal record, along with the Democrat legislation. What was it called? The Promise Act, I think, or something? Does anybody remember the name of that back there? Let me know if you remember. So then he's able to get a firearm. And then you hear this most recent video. He talks about the pharmaceutical pills. He talks about the mental health issues. So we've got all of these issues when it comes to these school shootings. There is the list of psych meds and school shootings. Just add another one to it. They're all on there. And yet, why do we always go to guns? Well, we know why. Because it's an agenda. It's an agenda to take the firearms. You cannot have a free sovereign country when the citizens are armed, period. That's all that it comes to. And so I'm sure that Jeff Gonzalez, Navy SEAL, president of Trident Concepts, will be more than happy to talk about that issue with me when he joins me in studio. So that's everything you have to look forward to today. And it's really just incredible, actually, this what we're seeing right now in the media, where first, last week it was, they admit that they spied on President Trump. FBI admits it. Clapper admits it. We have all the documents. They were spying on Trump. Now we know as early as, at least confirmed, July 2015. But then what does the media say? There was no spying. Why are you reporting fake news that Obama was spying on Trump? There was no spying. And it's like, we know that they spied. We have the declassified documents. We have the FBI admitting it. We have Clapper admitting it. We have the New York Times actually was the first to report it. And they say there was no spying. Democrat officials, Democrat representatives like Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, who, by the way, look like they're going to get reelected based on the primary results last night. Shocking that a couple morons like that can keep winning. I'll delve into those numbers as well. A lot of weird anomalies there. But they said, no, there was no spying on Trump. What are you talking about? And then it's just like, well, we know that there was spying on Trump. So why are you saying it? So now this week, the new thing is, they come out and they say, where is Melania Trump? What is going on with Melania? Is she hiding? Is Trump abusing her? Is she alive? Does she have health concerns? Where is Melania? And they all cover it. And the CNN has a whole segment with the whole calendar. Where is Melania? A panel discussion. Multiple segments. Guests. Experts. And then Melania comes out, gives a speech, sends out a tweet, and says, I'm fine, nothing to see here. Trump says, I'm fine, she's fine, nothing to see here. Desperate media trying to report on something. And then Brian Stelter, guys, pull this up. I tweeted it out from the war room. Brian Stelter goes on Twitter and says, how dare the President Trump say that media outlets are talking and theorizing about Melania's health? How dare he? And you're like, Brian, your own network had multiple entire segments contemplating Melania Trump's health and location. And you're just like, how did we get to this point? Mass insanity. Mass stupidity. But I'll tell you what, we have a solution to this. We have a solution to this. When these people come to your town, you have to bullhorn them. And so that's what we're going to do this Sunday to Bill Clinton, whose book tour is coming to Bass Concert Hall here in Austin, Texas, this Sunday at 7:30. Now, we are live on the Alex Jones Show from 4 to 6. I'll be live here in studio from Austin, Texas, the InfoWars World Headquarters. When that concludes, I'll be going to Bass Concert Hall, where we'll already have streams set up, ready to go, for our hashtag MeToo protest of Bill Clinton, his speaking event in Austin, Texas, this Sunday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Central at Bass Concert Hall here in Austin, Texas. So the left gets to have all their MeToo marches. The left gets to do all of their virtue signaling for victims of toxic masculinity. So do we get to have ours against Bill Clinton? Yes. Yes, we do. And yes, we will. This Sunday, June 10th, at 6 p.m. Central, outside Bass Concert Hall here in Austin, Texas. Now, the last time I went out, to go. I went to the ACLU protest of Trump this weekend. You saw the footage in the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And it got a little tense for me. And it was the first time ever where I lost my patience with somebody. Now, granted, that somebody was shoving up against our female reporter. And this was after we'd already been spat at and cursed at and everything. So, you know, and I'd been in the sun already at two protests. But the point is, I'm like, I don't even know if I can go to these things anymore. It's starting to reach ahead. But I'll be out there this Sunday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Central, the hashtag MeToo protest of Bill Clinton's book tour in Austin, Texas, outside Bass Concert Hall. And we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know how much support Bill Clinton really has anymore. So I don't really know if you'll have any Bill Clinton supporters there. But we'll be protesting him. We're not going to let the Me Too movement leave Bill Clinton out. And we're not going to let the left take responsibility for that either. We called out Bill Clinton. We printed the Bill Clinton rape shirts. We had the Bill Clinton rape whistles. That was us. That wasn't CBS News that gives him one hard interview in 20 years. Give me a break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm calling on all info warriors from Houston, from Dallas, from San Antonio, and beyond to come out to the Me Too protest of Bill Clinton this Sunday, outside of Bass Concert Hall in Austin, Texas, at 6 p.m. Central. You had the Me Too movement get sparked by the political left in America and the Hollywood left in America, where sexual assault and abuse is apparently the most rampant, with the Harvey Weinsteins and the Bill Clintons, the Roman Polanskis, oh yes, the Anthony Wieners, oh sure. I guess if you're just into artwork, you could consider the Podestas there, just their artwork, though, that they're into. So this Sunday, we're protesting Bill Clinton's book tour. How can these people even sell books anymore? You know, Bill Clinton was at some sort of promo event pushing a kid on a swing, and I'm watching this footage, and I'm like, I wouldn't let my kid anywhere near that scumbag. I know where those hands have been. Whew. It's like, just weird that a guy like Bill Clinton can just go around like he's a normal, everyday Joe, president of the United States. No, the guy was an outright criminal. And, you know, lest we forget, I mean, let's actually remind ourselves what happened when Bill Clinton was president to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is the most abused woman in the history of American politics. Bill Clinton cheats on her all day long, and everyone knows it. It's a joke. But they say, look, Hillary, don't talk about the abuse. Don't talk about the rape. Bully the accusers. Let's maintain the status quo here. When it's all said and done, you'll get your turn in office. We'll give you the presidency. And so it all comes to fruition. It's Hillary's time. They're going to give it to Hillary. They trot out a corpse. They trot out an animate husk of a human being, Hillary Clinton. And that's how rigged and pathetic American politics had become. Such a sideshow, such a circus act, such a rigged deal that the powers that be would give it to Hillary Clinton, who at this point can't even walk around without a back brace because she's so spineless. And that's how bad it almost was. So Bill Clinton comes to Austin, Texas this Sunday for his book tour. We're protesting it. But it's the Me Too protest. So I'm sure we'll get a bunch of Soros money. Oh, the Soros money is going to start raining from the sky because it's a Me Too protest, right? Oh, it's calling out Bill Clinton, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count. Well, it counts to us, so I hope you can join us this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central, outside Bass Concert Hall. We need to show these people where they really stand. You know what? And so that is going to take me to this. I've got the election results here. All of it. I mean, there's so many. It's honestly overwhelming. But there's some stuff in here that is quite shocking to me, quite revealing to me. Now, in the overall aggregate, if you take a look, and guys, I'm citing the LA Times live results page here, so if you're trying to catch up with me, that's where I'm at. If you look at the overall map of California and the results from last night, you notice a trend. Ah, yes, there's the screen right there. Now, notice how most of the state of California now is actually red. Now, this is a phenomenon that occurs every election cycle in Illinois, in Missouri, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and Texas, too, where almost the entire state is red, except the main cities, the main big cities in that area. And so you look at some of the numbers, and I do expect Gavin Newsom to be the next governor, but I do think John Cox will give him a run for his money, at least more than people expected. But notice how even the state of California now is mostly red. So this is how the Democrats stay in power. They have voter blocks in the inner cities that rely on welfare or even came here illegally. And then you have this strange story that has no answer, where hundreds of thousands of people like aren't on the voter rolls or something and they can't vote. Like, the whole story is very ambiguous. And I'm just scratching my head and I'm thinking, is this what they're doing to get illegals to vote? They're just saying, oh, major malfunction. We're going to register you right here at the scene. Certainly what it feels like. Regardless, though, if these are the results you get in California, a blue wave, you have not. But there is some interesting stuff in here as far as the results are concerned. So just bear with me as I flip through all these results and get to my points of interest again. I already gave you the number one, which was the state of California is now going red, and you're seeing the Democrat voter block phenomenon of the big cities start to play out now in California. Nancy Pelosi has a strong victory with 69% of the vote. Nancy Pelosi, folks. A dingbat so dumb, so corrupt, so disgusting. How in the hell does a woman like that win election after election after election? I mean, let's be real. Slightly less offensive, Eric Swalwell looks to be remaining strong in District 15. That total nitwit. It's like depressing to just remind yourself that these people are still in government. Eric Swalwell apparently more popular than Devin Nunes, who's like an American patriot hero. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But Nunes should be safe. Adam Schiff, strong. Adam Schiff. Little Adam Schiff with a D. Unbelievable that a guy like that is popular. I mean, I'm telling you, it's depressing to know that somebody that stupid, that ignorant, could actually continue to win elections. Aja Smith, she just automatically won. There wasn't enough people. Oh, here you go. That's a good one, by the way. Maxine Waters. How does Maxine Waters get 10 people to show up at an event in Hawthorne, California, right there in District 43, 10 people to show up for a widely publicized and promoted event? She gets 10 people to show up, somehow magically gets 42,000 to show up to vote. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. There's something, this ain't right, man. Maxine Waters gets 10 people, half of which aren't even voting age, to show up in an event, 10 people, and she gets 42,000 to vote? What kind of backwards country am I living in here? She should be Maxine Waters.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country, and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution. We stand to pay tribute to the incredible Americans who came before us and the heroic sacrifices they made. America is a great nation, a community, a family, And America is our home, and we love our home.
So that was President Trump yesterday holding a salute to America, pro-America event. A lot of veterans there, Navy there, etc., families. Instead of what the Eagles turned into a political stunt and a protest of President Trump by only sending 10 of potentially, I think it's like 80, 90, 100 people that would have gone normally. I believe the last time a Super Bowl champion visited the White House, they took 88 people. The Eagles were going to take 10. So President Trump says, well, I'm not going to waste my time with 10 of you. Sorry to the players and staff that wanted to go. Blame the team for that, not me. Instead, I'm going to hold an event for dozens and dozens of veterans and active duty and military. They respect this country. I'd rather spend my time with them than a bunch of crybaby athletes that don't understand the tradition and significance of the White House visit. But that's fine. That's their, you know, they don't have to go. It's perfectly within their rights. Just like it's perfectly within Trump's rights to say, okay, fine then. I'll just hold a different event. I don't need your event. We'll do a better event. And of course, they twist it and blame Trump. Oh, it's Trump's fault. Well, let's be fair about this. While even myself, I think maybe, I won't say Trump went too far, but you can certainly see, you know, some reason for some of the backlash. But can you blame him? How many times did teams skip the presidential White House visit tradition when Obama was president? None. And Obama was trash. It comes out today, new details of the Iran deal. The Senate does an investigation, files the report. Obama officials gave Iran access to the U.S. financial system. Oh, but they're going to say, oh, it was just brief. Oh, we just did it part of the deal. It was just a one-time thing. Oh, just a one-time thing. Can I have your password to your ATM card? It's just a one-time thing. Can I get your bank account information? It's just a brief thing. Just a one-time thing. Don't worry about it, baby. Just a one-time thing. So Obama, total trash. No one boycotts him. He's saluted as a hero. Teams boycott the Trump White House visit. He's the bad guy for holding an event for veterans in active duty. Then you have LeBron James gets asked a question. Some liberal sports media reporter says, after the last basketball game, says,
LeBron, what do you think about Trump's comments about the Eagles not visiting the White House?
And like a good brainwashed Democrat, LeBron says, oh, well, you know, I don't expect anything different from a guy like that. And then, well, would you go to the White House? It won't matter because LeBron's not going to win. But he says, oh, well, it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't be going to the White House. I wouldn't be going to the White House. And I know that the Warriors wouldn't be going to the White House either. Okay. Now, let's just understand something here. The NBA and the NFL is comprised of 90% African-American athletes, probably, 90%. Conservatively, 80%. So they try to have this assumed narrative in the media, Trump racist, Trump a bigot, Trump against black people. And so then it makes sense. There's the main black athlete saying, of course I don't like Trump. I'm a good Democrat. Trump's a racist. We wouldn't visit that racist in the White House. But wait a second. Look at the unemployment numbers for African Americans. Now, if you pull up a graph from the last 10 years, something stands out pretty much immediately. Guys, can you pull up the graph I tweeted out last night from the War Room Show on Twitter, please? It's the African American unemployment numbers. When Obama got in office, the African-American unemployment percentage was around 6%. Within 2 years, it doubled, skyrocketed to 12%, where it then hovered for the next about 2 to 3 years, around 10 and 8% for the rest of the Obama administration. Trump gets in office. What happens? It goes down immediately. There it is right there. Now, this is a different graph than the one I tweeted out from the War Room on Twitter last night, but it's the same thing. And so you have to ask, why don't the Eagles want to have the traditional White House visit for the champions? Why wouldn't the NBA champion, either Cavaliers or Warriors, want to go to the White House to visit President Trump? Do they not want black people to attend their sporting events? Do they not like black people having jobs and making money like they are? They get to make millions and millions of dollars living the American dream. Do they not want other black Americans to have that same opportunity? I'm just confused as to why they're not going to the White House. Well, you know, I don't like the fact that he's... Yeah, I know. They say that the graph is sensitive on Twitter, if you can believe that. From the Labor Force Statistics official website. There it is, right there. So under Obama, it doubled in the first 2 years, where it remained for about 2 to 3 more, and then slowly kind of trickled back down, and then took a nosedive as soon as Trump was elected. So, those are just the facts. Why would they protest the White House visit? Well, Trump's a racist, obviously. He likes the national anthem, didn't you hear? And so then you have, guys, let's go to this clip right now. Let's go to clip 7. CNN commentator Angela Rye, this woman, boy, I don't know if I'll be able to make it through this. This woman really aggravates me. Listen to what she says about the national anthem.
You know, it's just dishonest, right? This isn't about people who disagree with the partisan leanings of the president. There are Republicans who are my friends. This is about someone who has trafficked in bigotry, xenophobia, and racism from the very beginning of his campaign. Everybody has a right to say, you know what, I disagree with you, and I especially disagree with how you carry yourself as a leader. I have yet to see you demonstrate real leadership. This is not about the national anthem. That's the side issue. The real issue is Donald Trump's crowd would be the same size as his inauguration, and that's what he's really frustrated about. Let's be really, really honest here. That's what
you haven't been honest since you opened your mouth.
Instead of having people around him that are not yes men and yes women and yes people, he has people that continue to lie on his behalf. The Eagles didn't volunteer not to go; they uninvited the Eagles. That's the issue. That this is all
about.
What
do you mean they're really? All right, turn it down. See, this is what I'm talking about. I could break down everything she says in that little minute and a half clip. Literally break down everything she says, and it's totally a lie. Literally, I could take each little thing that she says and break it down, and it's a total lie. But this is what they do. Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post. Sarah Sanders lies because this is what the White House does. Jennifer Rubin, you are fake news. Angela Rye, you are fake news. These people lie all day long. Did you hear what she says? Trump traffics in racism and bigotry? What the hell does that even mean?
Hey, I'll trade you a little racism for a little bigotry over here. Ooh, yeah, I like that. Let me get a little bit of that homophobia in there too. Oh yeah, you like that? I got a little Islamophobia there for you too. You want a little bit of that? What about a little misogyny? Ooh, pepper a little misogyny on that with that bigotry too. Are you ready to make a deal?
Trafficking in bigotry and racism, says Angela Rye, a nitwit, a zero, a 5-watt light bulb that couldn't light a refrigerator on CNN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
All right, President Trump is speaking right now. The VA Mission Act, which has been in the works for a while with Chris Nyland, who's going to be joining us on Friday. He's been working to get this deal done with Trump for a long time. He's going to be joining us Friday. But Trump is speaking live right now addressing this. So let's go live to President Trump from Washington, D.C.
They are a great people. 4 years ago, our entire nation was shocked and outraged by stories of the VA system plagued by neglect, abuse, fraud, and mistreatment of our veterans. And there was nothing they could do about it. They couldn't do anything about it. Good people that worked there, they couldn't take care of the bad people, meaning, you're fired, get the hell out of here. With us today are many brave veterans who endured that grave injustice, including Steve Cooper and Laura Vella, they served their country with honor only to be denied the medical treatment they desperately needed. To Steve and Laura, no one should suffer what you suffered. They suffered gravely. No one who defends our country in uniform should have to fight for their lives when they come back, when they come to their home. We commend your strength and courage in the face of hardship, and we pledge to act in your name and in the name of every other veteran who has been so badly wronged, neglected, and mistreated. To those who serve our nation, who risk life and limb for country, we must never be denied care, access, or treatment that they need. That is why we are here today, and that is why we are signing this most important bill. Makes so much sense. It's been so long. They've been working on it for years and years and years. And it wouldn't happen. And accountability is the other one. As a candidate for president, I promise to make reforming the VA one of my absolute highest priorities. And from the first day of my administration, that is exactly what we've done. Last year, I signed the historic VA accountability legislation, meaning you now can immediately get rid of people that don't treat our veterans right, that rob us or cheat us or aren't good to our great vets. You can get them out. You couldn't do it. For 40 years, they've been trying to pass this, Phil. You know that. 40 years. And they couldn't. It made so much sense. But it was hard. You have civil service. You have unions. Of course, they'd never do anything to stop anything. But they had a very great deal of power. And in the end, they came along. Everybody came along because they knew it was right. So we passed something that hasn't been that recognized. And yet, I would put it almost in the class with choice. Almost in the class with choice. VA accountability passed. And now, if people don't do a great job, they can't work with our vets anymore. They're gone. So we're very proud of accountability. In the campaign, I also promised that we would fight for veterans' choice. And before I knew that much about it, it just seemed to be common sense. It seemed like if they're waiting online for 9 days and they can't see a doctor, why aren't they going outside to see a doctor and take care of themselves and we pay the bill? It's less expensive for us. It works out much better. And it's immediate care. And that's what we're doing. So we're allowing our veterans to get access to the best medical care available, whether it's at the VA or at a private provider. In a few moments, I will keep that promise that I've been making ever since the first day of my campaign. Seems like a long time ago. And I'm going to sign legislation that will make veterans' choice permanent. And I just can't stress the people here, the people in the audience, senators, Congress.
Okay, so there's President Trump again from Washington, D.C., addressing the VA Mission Act, which he signed today. A lot of work was done by Christopher Niewem on that. He's going to be joining us Friday morning here on the Alex Jones Show to discuss all that. Now, I want to hit some news headlines before we roll into the next hour. And Jeff Gonzalez joins me. He is the president of Trident Concepts and also the director of training for the range at Austin and Great Gun Range here in Austin, Texas. But let me get through some of this news here before we get into the next hour. Now, everybody knows about Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un. Now it's been announced that Dennis Rodman will be in Singapore for the Trump-Kim summit. So it's kind of like a half joke, half real thing with Dennis Rodman being involved in this negotiation. But here's the funny thing about this to me. Dennis Rodman and Pamela Anderson, yes, that Pamela Anderson, Dennis Rodman and Pamela Anderson are more effective foreign diplomats and negotiators than anyone from Obama's administration. Think about that. And I guess you could perhaps say from Trump's administration, because they're not technically in Trump's administration, but they are getting these negotiations through to the next level under President Trump. But Pam Anderson good with foreign affairs when it comes to Julian Assange. Dennis Rodman, good with foreign affairs when it comes to Kim Jong-un. Better than anyone from the government. So I just found that to be ironic. U.S. trade deficit falls to a seven-month low. So this has been something Trump's been addressing since he got into office, the trade deficit. This is the result of manufacturing being shipped out, jobs being shipped out, other countries manipulating their currency. And that's good news with Trump renegotiating trade deals. But on the other side of these affairs, $119 billion merchandise trade deficit with China hits a record high. So on one end, while the financial end of the trade deficit is going the right way for America, the merchandise trade deficit is going the wrong way, with now more goods being purchased from China compared to the United States than ever. 3.8 times as many goods are purchased from China by the United States as are by the United States from, or excuse me, by China from the United States. So that's a whole nother issue, but that'll start coming back with manufacturing. When it comes to 2020, the Democrats have not been sure what they're going to do, but now Howard Schultz from Starbucks seems to be coming into the frame here. Well, yesterday he was wrong when he said that it's Trump's fault for polarizing politics. No, that's the Democrats, but not even really the Democrats, really just the fake news more than anything that lies about Trump, like Angela Rye. She's the one polarizing politics, lying about President Trump on CNN. But then he says the right thing. I give him credit. Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz rips Democrats for veering too far to the left. How are we going to pay for these things? Uh-oh. The Democrat Party might have a chance. They might have a reasonable guy that says stuff like that now who could be running in 2020. Wouldn't have a chance against Trump. But a businessman that actually understands stuff, Howard Schultz, coming in telling the Democrats, how are you going to pay for these things? We can't afford it. They just had something today where they had to dip into the reserves for Social Security. We can't afford that. But we're going to make more entitlement programs, say the Democrats. I didn't mention this, but earlier when I was covering the primary election results, some of the names that you've seen here at InfoWars did well. Antonio Sabato, Dr. Kenneth Wright, Aja Smith, Omar Navarro will all be advancing to the next rounds of elections. But it will be an uphill battle for them while people like Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and Eric Swalwell all are barrel rolling to another victory. Somehow, crooks and clowns like that continue to get elected at an astronomical rate. You know, Brad Parscale said some yesterday on Twitter that I want to respond to, but we'll go ahead and wait to do that in the next hour. In the meantime, folks, the specials at InfoWarsStore.com are still rolling right now from Memorial Day. Now we're calling them the early summer specials, but it's really the same Memorial Day Patriot specials, just extended. That's the same 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off Immune Wall, 50% off The Real Red Pill, 50% off Alpha Power, 25% off Survival Shield X2. The list goes on and on. But perhaps the biggest savings you can take advantage of would be with free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. If you're interested in an air filter, Alexa Pure air filter, the Alexa Pure water filter, kind of the bigger, heavier items that are expensive to ship, free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of that. Or the emergency food supplies, also expensive to ship. That is included. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to get your Bill Clinton rape shirt before this Sunday, where we're protesting Bill Clinton, the #MeToo protest of Bill Clinton in Austin, Texas, outside of Bass Concert Hall, 6 p.m. Central. Get your Bill Clinton rape shirt from InfoWarsStore.com and protest Bill Clinton in Austin, Texas.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful